John chapter 11, 54-57. Jesus therefore no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went away from there to the region near the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim. And there he remained with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up to Jerusalem out of the country before the Passover in order to purify themselves. They then sought Jesus and said to one another as they stood in the temple, "Where do you think that he would not by any means come to the feast?" Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone knew where he was, he should disclose it, so that they might arrest him.
It is remarkable that the time of Lazarus' resurrection coincided with the time of the Passover. According to the scriptures, we know that Christ is our Passover, but those religious folks were going to have another Passover. By keeping their own Passover, the religious people killed the reality of the Passover. In other words, Christ at the real Passover is the reality of the Passover. In these last days, the Lord is more and more with those groups of persons who love Him dearly. As a result, He will do many things to raise people out of their death. The principle of the Gospel of John is Christ as life in resurrection. The intention of this gospel is not to improve or reform us by regulating our behavior. The Lord's only intention is to bring life into us. This life will enliven, regenerate, resurrect, and recreate us. If we can apprehend the principle of this gospel, our thirst will be quenched, our hunger satisfied, our darkness enlightened, our bondage in sin broken, and our death swallowed up by resurrection. All by experiencing Christ as our resurrection life in the Spirit and through the Word. We can never experience the living Christ by anything of ourselves or by any of our doings. The living Christ is only experienced in the Spirit and through the Word. The Spirit and the Word will bring us into the principle of life in resurrection. If we take Him in the Spirit and through the Word, we shall then be satisfied, enlightened, freed, and resurrected. When we are resurrected from the dead, we are delivered from all aspects of death. Nothing can suppress us, nothing can restrict us, and nothing can imprison us because we are living in resurrection.